Well, just listen, and you'll see why my fishtail is entitled Good Fish for Easter Day. But watch your lines there, boys and girls. I've seen a lot of fish jumping out there today.
Really? Drew, have I lost my bait?
No, your wax one still looks, waxy.
All right. Here's the rest of the story. Now, after Jesus surrendered to death, some of his friends removed his body from the cross and wrapped him in clean linen, sometimes called grave clothes. Then they placed Jesus in an empty tomb and rolled a big stone in front of it, much like that boulder over there on the shore. Then, to be sure that no one could steal Jesus' body, Roman's guards sealed the tomb and stood round the clock on either side of the grave.
Mark the end of death and doom. For not one angel but two stood there to say, "He's not here." She rushed to bridge and said, "Do not fear. He's alive.
But did I miss the fish in that tail?
Well, no, because this fish tail isn't finished yet.
There's no way you can improve on an ending like that.
Well, hurry up and get the fish in the story.
Remember, Theo, patience is a good mark of a fisherman.
Well, so Aunt G, why didn't the disciples believe Jesus was alive?
Well, after Jesus died, the disciples were scared and confused. And when they heard he'd risen from the dead, well, it just seemed
too good to be true.
Exactly. So later that day, the day we call Easter, the risen Lord appeared to his disciples, this time as they were
fishing.
No, Theo. They were on their way to a town called Emmaus.
To buy fish.
No, but you're getting close. Because that night, Jesus appeared to his disciples as they were
eating fish.
That's right.
Thank you. No allergies, please.
Seriously, Theo, this appearance was really cool. Just imagine the scene. The room was probably dark with oil lamps casting mysterious shadows on them when right before their eyes, poof, Jesus appeared. And like, he didn't go through a window or door, but right through the wall.
No way. He does?
A ghost? Now that's a silly question.
Well, that's what most people would have asked. So how about if I answer that question?
If a man eats fish, he can't be dead. So was fulfilled what the prophet said, that Christ would die and live again. The perfect Lamb, the great I am, the forgiver of our sins.
So in this story, Jesus ate the fish.
As he did on another day when he met the disciples for a seaside breakfast of fish and bread.
Fish and bread? You mean fish sandwiches.
You know, Aunt G, for a landlubber, Jesus would have made a mighty good fisherman, being so patient, I mean.
You're so right, Gillian. Because for 40 days, Jesus appeared over and over to his disciples, encouraging his followers and building their faith. He knew they would doubt that he was alive, so Jesus was patient as one by one they came to believe the miracle of the gospel.
And he's still patient, right, Miss Gill?
He sure is, Taylor, because when you really love someone, you're willing to wait for them to love you back.
Come to Jesus, he
Jesus, he's calling your name. Come to Jesus, his love doesn't change. Come to Jesus, he patiently waits. He is waiting, he is calling. Come to Jesus.
I think I can do this.
Okay, well, it's not hard. Just ask Jesus for forgiveness, to forgive your sin and be your Savior. That's what I did, even when we sang.
That's great, Drew, but I became a Christian 3 years ago.
Then what can't you do?
I don't think I can bring this fish in.
You got a fish?
I think I've got the biggest fish.
I'll help you, Taylor. For which one's your stringer?
The one that doesn't have any fish on it.
Not for long, it doesn't. Okay. Patience, patience. Wait, wait. Now bring him in slowly.
Here, let me scoop him up with your dip net.
Why, no, it can't be!
It sure is.
It's my five-faced pickerel.
Oh, I'm sorry, Theo. I didn't even enter the biggest fish contest.
Don't sweat it, Taylor. Anyone who's asked Jesus into their heart is already a winner.
Well, that's the end of that contest. And as you put it yourself, Gillian, there's no way to improve on an ending like that.